Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you just how much I care? You are the apple of my eye, and I will always be by your side, leading you home, leading you home, leading you home, leading you home. Take my hand and I will guide you. Take my hand, never be alone. Take my hand, take my hand, and I will keep you safe. I will hold you steady. Take my hand and come on to me. There I will be beside you. Always beside you. And welcome everyone to New Consciousness, New World Radio Show with your host, Esperantha Ray. Today we are flying solo, no guests, but we will have a special coming up very soon. We will have a guest speaking on essential oils, specifically the doTERRA brand of essential oils. So that will be in a few weeks, and we look forward to you joining us then as well. Okay, so today we have an interesting show. I don't know if you're aware, but I've been watching international television today and just catching glimpses and pieces, and I don't know if you're aware that there are some serious issues with the weather. There's hurricane weather that's been hitting southern parts of Europe, like UK, and even in France. There was a body of a woman found in on the beach. Basically, she had someone said that the water had dragged her in, and unfortunately, the witness said the woman was swept away by the waves and she basically passed away, unfortunately. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because we need to be aware of what's happening, and also at the same time send out positive energy, as I mentioned some of this to you, so that you know, we can help to deflect a lot of that that negative energy. So basically what's happening, it's a major Atlantic storm packing a hurricane force winds, basically is hitting England, France, Belgium, and the Netherlands early this on Monday, which is today, of course, and knocking out power for 220,000 homes in England, blocking roads, railways with fallen trees, and at least 9 people were killed. The winds are about 99 miles per hour, the type of winds that hit the southern coasts of Europe. And it's very devastating. So I won't go on into all the gloom of this event. However, we need to understand what is happening. And there's a reason. We'll go into a little bit more into the topic of today's show. There's obviously some serious winds. I don't think I recall ever in the history, or at least in my lifetime, these kinds of storms. I was just glancing by the television, and I was noticing people that were walking out on the streets were literally being slammed down by the wind, and they were sliding on the sidewalks. I'm not joking. It was really a little bit devastating to watch, because I have never seen anything like that in my entire life. I don't know if you have, but I definitely have not. And then it was showing also the ocean and how, you know, and you had a boat, a lifeguard boat on the ocean. And I mean, the waves were almost like just, you know, covering the boat. So, you know, it's keep your thoughts, your prayers, and your positive energy into those areas. And again, I will go on into a little bit more as to why I'm bringing this up. It's very relevant to today's topic. We're going to basically be touching on two key parts, and that is the comet. There's supposed to be a comet that is arriving or close to the Earth, and they were asking how devastating. Some friends asked me, can you find out through spirit what is going on? So I will get into that. And also, the other thing is that I think I mentioned this already in the last show or previously as well, that FEMA, I don't know if you're aware, has been making major purchases for foods, emergency supplies like water, and they've been stocking that. They've been doing that since the beginning of October, and everything is supposed to be in place by the 1st of November, which is just coming up. So, and part of the reason I'm aware of this is because I've been noticing the news, but on top of that, I'm part of a group called CERTS, for our specific county of Fairfax, Virginia. And the CERTS program stands for, well, CERTS stands for Community Emergency Response Team. And basically the county has a program in place, and I know this is true in other parts of the country, so I would strongly recommend if you would like to be trained. It's a free program, at least it is in Fairfax County, and it's taught by the fire department, the fire academy in Fairfax County specifically, and it's a several week course where you go for 3 hours twice a week, and they train you on emergency response activities. For example, how to set up an emergency wounded center, an emergency command center, and basically how to go and find supplies. It also teaches you how to discern if a building, and you you go through the techniques of actually going and entering buildings that the fire department has, and you are trained to, first of all, look out on the outside, and if you're allowed to enter the building, and based on the training, you learn what types of buildings you're allowed to enter and which buildings are to be left to the professionals. And then how to perform rescue services for people who may be trapped and things like that. So it's a very, very useful course. And I will, again, recommend that you check your county and you find out if these services are available in your local community, because I think they can be very useful. They also teach you how to treat wounds and how to, stop bleeding. So, and most importantly, they provide you with some tools and a backpack that says CERT on it, indicating that you are qualified and trained in that arena. You get a little diploma, and on top of that, you also learn to create your supplies and to have those handy in case of an emergency. You can, have them in a very in your car, for example, or you can have them right next to the door, like in the closet that you come into the house, and have it ready so that you can make an emergency exit and just take your pack with you or carry one in your car. So it's a very, very useful course, and I strongly recommend it. Now, specifically, the CERTS program is taught through the county, and it's under the umbrella of FEMA. So I'm not sure how exactly all of it is done, but it is funded by the state and the county. So I, again, recommend when something is for free and it could save your life, it also sets you on a database for the emergency response teams to work with if an emergency response team is able to enter the area because they're, there's no obstacles that prevent that, then you can support them in your help with your knowledge and expertise. if they are not able to enter into the community around you to come and help, then you know how to start with your neighbors. You can direct people and set up a command center for emergency response and providing supplies, even shelter, and basically anything that you can set up. So the reason I'm mentioning this is, again, because it has been stated not once but several times that FEMA has been preparing and is preparing. And if you've been to the Thrive Movement website, there was actually a video on that effect, how there is a schedule storm that they're expecting around the beginning of November. So you still have another week to get supplies, and you can also order the supplies online on Amazon if you have an account with them, and they can be in your home in a very short period of time. So water and obviously food for at least 3 days. If you can for more, that's fine. So that in mind, let's talk a little bit about what now, don't think that the whole show is going to be about doom and gloom, so don't turn off your radios yet, because we do have, aside from presenting the situation, we are going to show you how to protect yourselves during this time. So that's going to be the last part of the show. And please feel free to call in if you'd like and ask questions. The free toll-free number is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. You can also call on lines 530-327-7602 and 530-413-4522. There is more online if you go to the website, bbsradio.com, you will find the call-in numbers for Station 1, which is where our radio is located. So just letting you know. And basically, let me share a little bit what the response. I had a couple of friends that wanted to know. They had been hearing from other spiritual masters and other spiritual teachers about the fact that there were going to be, major storms as a result of the comet that's approaching, and if that was one of the reasons why FEMA was preparing all of this. So I'll share with you briefly what I got on that effect. And basically, there is a video, like I said, on Thrive, which you can go and watch yourself, and it talks about how FEMA is basically stocking up on all kinds of emergency supplies in case of major storm. And that is on Thrive Movement under the solution, actually under Forrester's Gamble's blog. You will find a picture there with a video to be able to watch. But for now, I recommend that you listen, because we're going to be sharing some information. Now, it's my understanding, based on Spirit's direction, that everything is going to take place by the end of October, and storms could start as soon as November or a bit later. So October is when FEMA is preparing, and then the storms could come in November or a bit later than November. The thought is that we may be in for a serious snowstorm this year. These storms will be the hard-hitting, and they are not natural storms. They are man-made. Okay, if you've heard about the HAARP project, then you would know about that. And if you have not heard about the project HAARP, you can go online and just do a search for a HAARP and weather control, and you will find plenty of information, because to go into that topic would be very extensive, so I don't want to necessarily get into that. We've already discussed it to some degree in other programs. It is also my understanding that tests like these have been taking place around the country. And basically what I'm talking about by these tests, I'm talking about emergency responses by the creation of storms that create evacuation of people to certain areas. And these are scenarios that actually are to determine how people are going to respond. And so they've created different test scenarios. And the powers that be created the scenarios. The people who are actually participating are not knowledgeable that these are test scenarios. They're actually in the process of real storms. So some of the scenarios are separation of family members with no communication allowed, and basically, you know, their cell phones won't work and they're not able to reach. So there's been blockage of that and preventing people to communicate to see how they respond. Now, why would they need to create test scenarios? Simple, to determine how people are going to be reacting in these situations and predict how to control, manipulate, or even dictate to the people under these circumstances, given the fact that they're isolated. What has been explained to me on this issue is that they are determining people's reactions to given situations so they know what to expect and are able to control the situation. Now, granted that this would be of great value also in emergencies just for the pure reason of being able to prevent people from getting all hysterical and out of control. And again, having been trained in the search program is a great way to prevent a lot of the going crazy, not knowing what to do and responding, because part of the training also helps you to put a plan together for you and your family as to routes of exiting. If you're in a given area, exiting to somewhere else, and also provide you with knowledge, because the people who are certified, we actually get text and we get called. They have in their database, they have our phone numbers, our cell numbers, so they can actually locate and contact us. And we can respond to a given emergency. If it's not in our local area, then we can go assist somewhere else. And that's the other thing, that we know emergency routes to be used and also shelters where people can go. So there's a great advantage for you to know these things, and it's a service. Now, there's a reason why the county offers it, and the reason is very simple, that in the last few years when we had situations like the earthquake that happened last year and other storms that were a little bit more serious, the emergency response team were either they didn't have enough numbers to respond to all the situations, or they were not able to reach certain locations, and people were out of electricity, they were out of, the essentials for surviving in a condition that you are locked and blocked and uncommunicated or excommunicated from everything else. So again, it's very important. And when you know what you need to do in these situations, even though there's a certain level of stress and so on, you have a better method of coping in the situation, and you know what you need to do to prevent more serious damages, like how to turn off the gas and electricity in your home in case of a major storm and things like that. Okay, so when you are isolated from your family, when you are separate, it makes you more, more vulnerable and therefore more easily controlled and more easily also manipulated. Now, the manipulation doesn't have to take place, but it could. So just so that you're aware, when you have a plan in mind, even though you might be isolated from your family, you know where to go, you know what to do, and you are prepared. So again, key in preparing, creating a plan. And a lot of people huff and puff at this and they laugh at this, and I've even had people in my class say, well, there's a lot of gloom and doom, we don't want to address the gloom and doom. But you know what? Unless you know what the gloom and doom could be, and unless you are prepared for the gloom and doom, much like Noah's Ark, I mean, that's what Noah did basically. Noah knew many, 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 many years in advance what was going to take place, because in those days he needed the time to be able to build the ark. He needed to collect the supplies. He needed to, you know, basically create the ark from scratch. He needed to have a plan. He needed to put that plan in action and respond accordingly. And that took many years. And not only that, there was a lot of ridicule. So my point with this is very simple. A lot of spiritual people believe that by focusing on these situations, that they should be ignored, because by focusing on it, you're giving more energy. Now, that's not what you're supposed to do. Anthony Robbins states this: spend 25% of the time on the problem and 75% on the solution. However, in order to find a solution, create a plan, and move forward, you have to understand the problem. And that's the 25% of the time that you spend on. So I'm telling you this because it's important that you can take the necessary actions to accomplish what you need to do to survive in a given situation. And Europe is now being hit by storms that are hurricane storms. Never have I, in my entire life, seen any kind of storms like this in Europe, and I've lived in Europe for 12 years. As a matter of fact, there were record storms in the last few years in my home country, which is Spain, and the 12 years I was living there, I can guarantee you that the worst storm was the snow fell, and within less than 24 hours, it was melted, okay? We have a very humid weather, much like Scotland and Ireland in the northern part, specifically of Spain, right on top of Portugal where I live. And unless you're talking about the high mountains where the snow does stick, it doesn't stick. And yet, in these same areas that the snow never stuck before, they're having major snowstorms, with people basically having to dig their doorways out because they're not prepared for this, and you know, it's again very unusual weather that we're having. What can we do? First of all, we can educate ourselves in methods of evacuation if needed. You lose nothing by being prepared, and you can gain much by it. Having a pre-planned method of survival, food, water, shelter, in a couple of locations. For example, let's say that you have a shelter that's located, I'm in Northern Virginia, so let's say I have a shelter located towards West Virginia. Well, that's in the mountain area that I can move west towards, and I can move. Let's say for whatever reason something hit the west part of West Virginia and the problem was coming from there. Well, I need to be able to evacuate to another area in a different direction. So you should always plan north or south and then east or west. That's just guidance that I'm getting at this point from Spirit to share with you. Also have a point of contact out of state for acts who can act as an intermediate, because the local area might be blocked within the local area but not be blocked outside. And they recommend, and this is not a made-up story that I'm making for you, this is actually taught in the CERTS program, to do this kind of thing, to have a point of contact outside of the state who is not impacted by the problems that are occurring within the state that you can keep as a reference. So if you lose touch within your, you know, let's say the towers or the links for your cell phones are damaged within the Northern Virginia sector, then you can find a way to connect within outside of the state, and those people are not impacted, and they can act as a reference for the family to know who to call and where to go. And but before this, you have to have the plan put together. And by the way, if you go under Fairfax County in the CERTS program, they will actually provide you with a checklist and a format for this plan to put together. So I'm sure that in other areas of the country, that's also true. And for those of you who are abroad, and I know we have some listeners who've actually emailed me and contacted me, that we do have an audience outside of the country. So for those of you living outside of the United States, it would benefit you to find out what your province, region may have in or your city may have set in place, because I'm sure this is not just a U.S. thing. This is a worldwide thing. Having camping gear, small camper in a storage area, you all know about that. So that's something that you can have. Like if you have already, if some of you have already an RV, keep it in a in an area that you know if needed to, you can find it and get to it in not necessarily by your house, but close by where you can reach, let's say walking or even if you had to walk 2 or 3 hours that you could actually utilize that. So for those of you who have little campers, that's one way. Others, you may have to find other methods like camping gear that you can utilize for this purpose. Have a destination or a piece of land in the mountain areas that you could get to, or if you have a family or relative that you know of that lives in an area where they would be safe or you would be safe, then that's another thing to consider. So the CERTS refers to all of this. And if you know, so if you think I'm going overboard, I actually am not. The CERTS program, the Community Emergency Response Team certification, actually covers some of this information. And if you have a piece of land, then I basically suggest either having some, you know, if you have a tent or some sort of structure. The wonderful thing nowadays is you can actually have prefabricated homes that are extremely cheap. You can even have a mini little house for very little money. Or a camper. If you have a camper, that's an excellent. And there are, you know, there's online, you can find different ways. There are people who actually convert trucks and convert different forms of what do you call these? The back parts of the trucks, they're called the hauling section where you store things. Well, those can actually be converted into fairly decent emergency response survival systems. There's also in some areas military bunkers, which, by the way, in certain areas like Colorado and Texas are being bought up, and they're under high demand, people paying quite a bit of money for those. But you don't have to really go into that if you know of areas where there are caves nearby or like Luray Caverns. Obviously, you're not going to go into Luray Caverns itself, but around those areas, you can find in the mountains, there are caves that also can be utilized. So again, there's different things you can do. All we have to do for you to find the answer is if you are being called to move, and I'm not saying you have to move now, but at a certain point, if you're being called to move, then follow that guidance. One of the best things is listen to the meditations we have been offering. You're welcome to the recordings of the shows are for free. You don't have to pay a monthly amount of $7 or anything. These are now offered free to the public. And you can go in there and listen to some of the meditations that we've taught to help you be centered and get the direction you need from within. Don't take direction under duress or stress. Prepare in advance so that when you have to take action, you can take it in a more structured, more logical, and more controlled manner. So going back to not focusing on the gloom and doom, I agree that we do not want to focus on the doom and gloom. This is what Spirit recommends. The focus of these elite organizations or the powers that be are precisely to create the fear, and that's precisely what you don't want to do. That does not mean not to be aware of the problem again. I will repeat this over and over because this is very important. Some people confuse not focusing on something with not being aware of it, okay? You don't have to focus on something and you can still be aware of it. Through the methods shown to you, you have ways to prevent that. That said, you are provided with information needed to prepare and more important, to be aware of what is going on. Manipulation and deceit will come at you from any and all sides to misguide you. Only those who are aware and have clarity of mind will be able to see and understand what is actually taking place. And again, this is because you're being unplugged at the time when you learn these methods of meditation. You are being plugged from the fear of the collective and the conditioning of the collective. So you are actually now able to function and think for yourself and therefore receive the information that you need. Let me continue. Only those who are aware and have clarity of mind will be able to see and understand what is actually taking place. Not what most people perceive to be real, but what in fact is real. You are not plugged into the collective at this point. You are being trained at night when possible to help you reach the point needed to manifest the and realize your divine destiny. You all have one. Okay, so these are words from spirit, okay? I know that sometimes this can be very scary, especially when you begin to connect with a higher part of yourself. It becomes a little bit scary because people see that the information they're getting is true and it's not made up. And then they get scared because it's like, you know, we're used to getting information from people like ourselves. When you get information from a source that's beyond the physical, beyond humanity, then it becomes a little scary because we're not used to it. Not only that, but part of the fear is the responsibility that goes with understanding and knowing what your destiny, what your purpose, what your goals should be in life, as opposed to what we are told in the media all the time. And not to believe in lies, misinformation you receive in your mediums of communication. While these things you are hearing now may seem scary at first, they provide you with true light and awareness to take care of yourself and others during the difficult moments. And this is referring to the information that some of people tend to call gloom and doom, and no, I don't want to focus on that because there's already enough crap happening in the world. Well, guess what? There is crap happening in the world. How can you fix it if you don't know what the problem is or what the crap is or what caused it or how to get rid of it or how it affects you? How can you take action to prevent it and fix it if you don't know what the problem is? Okay? There is much movement in heaven, the universes, and in Terra to help each one of you. You are loved, cared for, and protected. Know this is true. I will not let one hair on your head be touched unless it is for a higher purpose. At that moment, you will know what that is. Now, for those of you with Christian backgrounds, you know the story of Noah and his family. They were the ones with pure DNA, and that's why they were specifically saved. The rest had succumbed to degrading beliefs and behaviors. In those days, the world did not hold the high numbers of human lives it holds today. So the challenge is greater, and we will stand by you through this. Noah has shown the devastation that would befall the earth. He was shown how the waters would cover the majority of the land on Terra. There were the inhabited areas where humanity resided on the planet. He was provided the time, resources, tools necessary to accomplish his task of protecting himself, his family, and many of the creatures on the planet. So basically, what is being said here is that there were, at the time of Noah, there was a large concentration of population in a specific part of the planet. But there were other areas of the earth that were not inhabited. So these areas were not impacted. And if you look back into history now, it shows, research has shown that not all of the earth during the time of Noah was covered. There were some areas that were not covered. And precisely after the water receded, that's where Noah was able to find land. He was aware of the situation on the planet. He was aware of how the planet would be purged. He focused on the positive by listening and taking action as was required and instructed by spirit. Knowing what would take place allowed Noah to be prepared. He was provided what was needed to protect himself and his loved ones. He took action and focused on the outcome. All right? And that's what we need to do. We need to know what the problem is. We need to know the solution, and then we need to focus on that solution. That is what you are asked to do. Focus on the positive means, just that, know the problem and focus on it. Only the time needed to understand what you need to do to correct the situation. Then focus on the solution and take action. Only the blind ignore the signs, and more important, the word. Part of the misguiding is precisely to prevent people from taking action. What is going to take place in the next few years is already a result of your past actions, not your present ones. Understanding the cause allows you to correct the problem and learn the lesson. Now, this was in regards to what's going to happen on the planet. Now, this is the part about the comet. Regarding the inquiry on the comet, my understanding from spirit, it will not create drastic damage to our planet. It will impact us. However, the comet's passing is being used for man-made storms to take place and act as a cover. The area impacted is FEMA Region 3, which is the east coast of the U.S., basically us. To put things in perspective, the CERTS members have provided the cell phones. I did, as I was, I know this because I was participating in the DC training, which was it just happened this month, and I was asked to provide my cell phone number, so they have all of this information on record. I know from an email received that they have been testing our text messaging system to send U.S. emergency notifications. This is the first time ever. The one, of course, there was no text messaging in the old days or in the past. I mean, text messaging is fairly new. I'm not that into it myself, so that just goes to show you. So text messaging to send us emergency notifications. This is the first time ever. The one they sent out was earthquake. The text messaging that was sent out was basically for earthquake testing. So this was not a real emergency. It was just a test saying this is an earthquake and see how everybody responded. To be honest with you, I never received the earthquake. I received the email, apologizing for the fact that 12 text messages went out on the subject. I did not get any notification via text except this email. I was not able to make the training. That may be why I was not on their messaging system. My understanding is we have about 2 more years before the real shh hits the fan. Then the reality check is described in my book to take place. So after about 2 more or approximately 2 more years, I don't want to give specific dates because, again, all of this is controlled by spirit. It's not controlled by me, it's not my perception that knows the exact date, because nobody knows this. And my understanding currently, time is being held so that we, the so-called spiritual people, can get our things together, can get our act together, can get our training done, and be ready to do what we need to do as a higher purpose, okay? So before the stuff hits the fan, we are being prepared, and we have a little bit over 2 years, all right? So all these storms will keep happening a little bit more, and there will be some pause and some peace and some calm. Now, after about these 2-3 years, then things are really, really going to get really bad, and some of it will be man-made, some of it will be nature responding to the man, all the damage we've done on the planet as well. When the real thing hits, I describe this in the book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, which is for sale on Amazon. Again, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, by your host, Esperanza Ray. You can find it online. It describes the future cities. So the book is an attempt at creating hope. And it is provides the information of what the outcome is so that people don't get caught up in the precisely the negative. So when we really get the really bad stuff happening, we know there's an outcome. There's a positive result. Okay, we know that there is going to be an end to all this birthing pain, this growth that we're exponentially experiencing at this point in time and on this planet. So after that, the real reality check, as described in my book, starts to happen. Martial law will take place, and that's because of all the chaos that will be present. No traveling will be allowed unless it's for work. And again, it's because of all the, they want to control the population because there will be looting, there will be terrorism, there will be all kinds of things happening. It would just be a little more commonplace and more widely spread. So right now we have seen a little bit of terrorism, but it's much lower key. This will be a little more high key. And to control those incidents, there will be established martial law. There will be no traveling allowed because the people that come in and out of cities will need to be controlled. The government will be divided and segmented as they will not be able to control the country due to lack of resources. The resources will be basically, utilized, and there a point will happen. A point will be reached where the resources will be very limited, and therefore, there will be rations, and those who fulfill a specific function to support the existing system will have a job and will have work and will have a fairly decent life. Those who do not have jobs will have to, do as they can to survive. And those are the people that, through those two groups of people, a new generation, a new class will be born. This is when the ugly takes place, and this will last for about 3 to 4 years, and then, thank God, the final judgment and final days. For 3 days, though, okay, I don't mean to give you more doom and gloom, but for 3 days, and this is when the prophets are killed, the two prophets that the Bible discusses will be coming in through these years of devastation. They will be preaching and providing guidance and direction to the people and pointing in to the misguidedness, pointing to the manipulation, pointing to conditioning, controlling of the people, and the truth about things as they are, because what we will be presented will be totally going against the true spiritual values and beliefs that are true and real, which is the laws of God and of higher consciousness and the universe and our evolution as such. So during the 3 days when the two prophets are slain, because they will not be able to touch these two prophets for the duration of their prophesizing. However, at the when it's time, I mean, because their time will expire. I mean, they have a certain amount of time to do what they need to do. After that, they will be killed. And from then, the reason they're killed is because God removes all the protection from them, because this is the next path. And so these two prophets of unknown name, because they're not able to name them in the Bible, they will be, people will recognize them, but you will have to discern, because there will be others pretending to be and misleading and misguiding the people. What you will see, if your eyes are open and if you're unplugged from the collective, you will be able to see the truth. And these two prophets, while they're slain, during this time, for 3 days, all the demons of hell will be released and will roam the earth, killing and destroying as many people as possible. These are the 3 days that the two prophets lay dead and exposed. They are not allowed to be buried by the powers that be. As the prophets rise on the third or fourth day back to life, this marks the coming of the Lamb and Spirit. all are judged at this point, and those of the light ascend into the fifth dimension conscious level. Heaven and earth becomes a reality. Now, I granted, it's not going to happen in, you know, just like I'm reading this to you, but it's a process. The judgment obviously will take its time, and it will be a few days, whatever. You know, I'm not privy to that information at this point, or not, at least not yet. So, then once they rise, then we know that all the bad stuff, all the ugly, all the stuff that has hit the fan is now over, and we are now in the process of the ascension. We are now process of the healing and the new level of consciousness, and our energy vibration will be so heightened that we will be able to manifest what we desire on Earth. We'll be able to heal the planet. We'll be able to heal, most important, ourselves. And through that healing, we will able to replenish all the species on the planet that have passed. And then you can, again, read my book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, The Cities, The Crystal Cities of the Future. The whole first section of the book is dedicated to explaining about that and understanding fifth dimensional consciousness level and all of that. And then heaven on earth will be a reality. And this was originally the plan that was intended and interfered and intervened by the fallen hierarchies. And I say hallelujah. Hallelujah to that, people. Finally, some peace, some calm, and we will find, we will be in connect, in direct connection with the God consciousness. All that we've been separated from, the veil, will be lifted. All separation from higher consciousness, higher understanding will dissipate, and we will all be interconnected, mind, soul, divine consciousness, whatever you want to call it. We will all be interconnected, and we all have a different type of thinking, a different type of belief system, and an understanding and actually experiencing of the divine living, divine consciousness, multidimensional functioning, and peace within as without. And if we have peace within, then we manifest that peace without. And our world becomes a world of miracles, a world of light and love. And that's what we need to focus on, the understanding that this is the outcome, the knowing that this is the outcome. Just like Noah saw the ark and he was presented with the images, he was presented with a solution. We need to work on ourselves now more than ever. Time is so precious, and we are wasting it on television, and I'm not criticizing anybody. I'm just as guilty as the others of watching television to wind down and relax. We spend our time on the computer. We spend time, obviously we need to make money. And so we spend our time. We need to just make 15 to 30 minutes each day to bring this consciousness into being within us. The more we sit in a meditative state, the more we connect with the divine consciousness that we are connected to, then the more we will be able to bring this energy, this light, into manifesting on the planet to a greater majority of people. This is not just about healing ourselves. It's about helping as many people, bringing as many people in to the light as possible. It's not just the responsibility of the self. It's the responsibility of bringing all the people, because we're all interconnected. We are all in oneness with each other. And the more people we lose to the darkness, the less people can ascend with us. The more people we can bring into the light, the more light we can hold on the planet. And the sooner we can make the change and the transition. So let's work on ourselves. And as we work on ourselves in a state of perfect balance, in a state of multidimensional functioning, through healing and bringing into the present, your your divine blueprint and aligning with that and synchronizing yourself with that through the meditation that we've shown you, then you can help to bring this state of being into our planet. The sooner for all, the better. Now, there are some people think that the end, you know, the Mayan calendar ends. It's not that the Mayan calendar ends. It's that what has been predicted ends, because from this point on, and this is also stated in the holy scriptures of different denominations, we are going to be writing the last part of our future before we ascend. And that's why there isn't necessary a lot of written documentation about what's to follow, with some exceptions, like the book that I wrote. This was provided to me. And I know that I'm supposed to do the three more books, actually four more books. This was a summary of the others, and now I'm supposed to provide more detail. So I'm already working on the second book, and that should be out hopefully not too long from now. So keep those things in mind. I will provide you as much guidance, and I will provide you with as much light and healing, and we can move forward to a process of awareness and enlightenment on the planet and everywhere. The future I describe in my book is a reality, and this is what is waiting for us, okay? This is, yes, we are cleaning house now. We are just barely grabbing the broom. But the next, after we start barely grabbing the broom, we're going to start taking all things out of the closets. We're going to start taking things out of the shelves, and everything is going to be a huge, huge mess. And then as we start working on that mess, as we start to clean that mess, then everything is going to go back to its place. And the healing and the cleaning I'm talking about is within you. Within. Let's go within and heal that. The crystal cities come to be in the future. We all return to our natural divine state, and time does not exist at this level. There will be no aging, there will be no illnesses, no need for eating, and no need for negative thoughts, pessimism, depression, or any kind of illness. All has been purged by this time, and we are existing in a state of heaven on earth. And share this message, please, with your friends, with your family, with those that feel will listen and will benefit, because we're all in this together, and together we can help each other. I will remind you, and I've said this before on the show, the angels keep saying that our ability to work together as beings of light, as beings who are aware and conscious, is going to determine our ability to, you know, to survive and to overcome these challenges and to bring the manifestation of heaven on earth into being within our lifetime. The song that I sang at the beginning, and I hope to do that on the rest of the shows, is intended as a message of love that was given to me in a very dark moment of my life. Since then, I have had more insight, and it's to be shared with everyone so that everyone knows that I, just in the same way these words apply to me, they apply to you. They apply to every person in your city. They apply to everyone in your county. They apply to everyone in your state, the nation, the world, and the universe and universes. So this message of love is intended for everyone. So when you listen to the meditation, the song, it actually fine-tunes the energy fields, the ley lines that you have in your body, the energy fields in your body, and aligns them with the divine blueprint. And this is the part of the song. I have a feeling that the song is not yet complete. I think I'm going to be getting bits and pieces, and each bit and piece that I get is going to be a higher frequency each time to bring us up into the next level, so that we can in the beginning utilize the frequencies. So last year, I was given part of this song. The 2013, at the beginning of the year, I was given another part of this song. And I have a feeling that this is going to be happening for every time. So I'm going to be using this song in my workshops to bring the energy vibration into alignment with the higher self, with a higher consciousness, so that we can vibrate at a better state of awareness, a better state of energy and consciousness, and we can dissipate the negative weeds, the negative feelings, the hate, the anger that we might find ourselves subject to by watching so many violent movies. And not only violent movies, but violent crimes that actually take place and we perceive as reality. Keep in mind, this is not reality. This is just an imaginary world that we live in. We are spiritual beings living a human or physical moment. This is not who we are. And so if we can keep that in mind, we can understand that we can connect with who we are, and we can connect with what we are, and we can understand our higher purpose. I love this quote. It was given to me, and I love this quote. Basically, it's very simple, and it says, I have that on my website, researchcia.com. You are so much more than what you have been led to believe. You are human from your head to your toes. You are divine from the depth of your soul. Together, you are the most unique and beautiful mystery waiting to be discovered. One more time. You are so much more than what you have been led to believe. You are human from your head to your toes. You are divine from the depth of your soul. Together, you are the most unique and beautiful mystery waiting to be discovered. And this is what our work is about. It is such a key piece of what New Consciousness, New World radio show is about, and what Research Center for Inner Awareness, URL Research CIA, is about. It's about helping to discover the beauty and the depth of your soul and connecting with that mystery that you are. We need to rediscover and unveil that mystery of who you are, the divine being made in the image of God, the divine being that functions and can manifest heaven on earth. This is who you are, and this is what you need to understand. This is a part of our purpose, is to understand the meaning of this. And by understanding it, we apply it to others, and we apply it to ourselves. And what we recognize within is manifested without. So we're out of time. I wanted to wish you a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week or 2 weeks. And we will be having probably towards the end of November a guest with us that will be talking about the doTERRA essential oils. And we'll hope that you will be with us so that we can share the wonderful healing benefits of these wonderful essential natural healing oils. Esperanza Ray, your host with New Consciousness, New World. Come back in 2 weeks.